I believe I might have suggested in my recording the other day when visiting bits of East Yorkshire that I might have another little adventure up my sleeve. Well, that adventure, for advance, is beginning. This is beginning. Well, we've actually started it. Find left a bit, Vance, please. We've got as far as York, generally the beginnings of adventures. Keep going, Vance. I think that train's coming to stop down there. And we're about to catch a train to Middlesbrough, not somewhere I've ever been to, and I'm not going to be stopping off there. But carrying on then to Whitby, it's a bit of a long trek, but I'm quite looking forward to it. Wait there, Vance. Wait. Excuse me, is this to Middlesbrough?
To Middlesbrough, boss,
yeah. Yeah, it is. Perfect, thank you. Go, Vance. Get out, Vance. Good boy, Vance, well done. About an hour after leaving York and having had a very good snooze on the train, I find myself on platform 2 at Middlesbrough Station. I don't know why, but I expected Middlesbrough Station to be somewhat bigger than this. It's just a sort of two-platform affair, albeit with quite a lot of local services running in and out. Currently waiting for the Whitby train, which I'm sure it will come in on this side. And we have the train. Is the train coming in on this side? Whitby. Is this the one?
No, not yet.
No, not yet. Okay. Thank you. Well, it turns out that the train that I was standing next to, which the person who I at least assumed to be a member of staff told me very clearly wasn't the Whitby train, turned out to be the Whitby train. It's a fairly ancient sounding diesel train. Not much space for Vance. I've had to squeeze him in on a two seat bit because the tables are taken. And I've got my feet in the oil. Yeah, this is for an hour and a half, so it should be fun. Maybe I should put him on the other side. Anyway, it's a nice day. I don't know if there's much to see along the route, but we'll find out. This is the Esk Valley line, by the way. Having moved Vance to a slightly more comfortable position on the train, it's been a very pleasant journey. About an hour and a half. The vast majority of it in countryside, lots of trees, you can make out hills at times, really very scenic it seems. And we've just passed Gromont, which is the end of the North York Moors Railway, which I'm really hoping to get on later on today. We also seem to be crisscrossing the Esk River, after which the valley and the railway line is named. But in about 10 minutes, we should be in Whitby, and Vance and I will be hot-footing it to the Magpie Cafe, hopefully for lunch, if we can get in. It's a tricky one, because it's very popular, but very much hope to get there. Okay, friends. And I must say, I am one very happy bunny. This is about 1:30. I got into Whitby, it's about 12 o'clock. Hot footed it very quickly to the Magpie Cafe. Thankfully, I know the route well from previous times. Although it's the first time I've been in 10 years. I last went just before I graduated from university. About, 10 years and a week ago. And hopefully up there, got a table, because normally you have to queue quite a bit. Got a table, a very nice meal, pollock, roast pollock with artichoke hearts and blotty beans and prawns, and oh, it's gorgeous. A nice blonde beer. And now I'm making my way back to the station in the hope of getting on the 2 p.m. North York Moors departure for Pickering. Shame I haven't got more time to see Whitby, but I've got to get back down to London at the end of all of this. So. Come on, Vance. I need to find the station again. That's the only thing. Yeah. Find the way, Vance. Now, according to the timetable, it is a proper departure, as in the actual train run through from Whitby. However, looking a moment ago at the departure board for Whitby, it suggests that the 2 p.m. departure could be a bus. So I don't really know, but we'll go and find out and see if we get you from there. But so far, really, really good day. Very happy. Wait there, Vance. Beach last time, wasn't it? Forward, Vance. Yes, it beeped very slowly. Straight on them front steps. Where's the station? Steps. Ah, there we go. Left, Vance. To your left. You can find the ticket office. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Sorry, do you know where the ticket office is here?
Pardon?
Do you know where the ticket office is?
Yes,
please?
Yes. just go round here.
Yeah, is that to
through
the left?
Through that arch, yes.
Right, okay.
You go left.
Yep.
And then the entrance left.
Yes.
Come out and turn left again.
Yeah, okay.
And it's round the
back. Oh, so it's sort of round the back of this thing.
Round these back of these buildings.
Perfect. Thank you very much indeed. Really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Find left, Vance. Left, Vance. Find left. Left. No, it can't be that one. Keep going. No, keep going round. Come on, Vance. Find the way. Keep going, Vance. On the way. Find left, Vance. Smells the ticket office. Find the way, Vance. Find the arch, Vance. Go on. Find the arch. Find the door, Vance. That's what I meant. And left. Right, just stand there, because I can't do this whilst recording. So wait there, St. Vance. As you can hear, I made the train. It was running all the way from Whitby, and I'm sitting in a comfortable carriage. Vance has got a reasonable amount of space, and we're currently watching the beginnings of the North York Moors drift past between Greymont and Goathland.
Stay there.
Hang on, actually, yeah, opposite, Vance.
Are you coming back?
That's it. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good.
She, how much is a bottle of still water?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
How much is that?
$1.45
Oh, right, okay.
Would you like your cooper or a straw?
Is it a glass bottle or plastic?
It's like a plastic.
I'll just have it on its own then.
Yeah,
as
plastic
it is.
Bottle, yeah.
Thank you. Definitely on the sea to be fine.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Thank you.
It's just in the corner.
Yeah, all right, thank you. The journey on the North York Moors Railway was good fun, and I arrived in Pickering pretty much on time. And then I'd been told at Whitby that there wasn't a great connection to the buses, and so I didn't rush on arrival at Pickering, and then gave myself a shock by discovering on Google that there was meant to be a bus about 5 minutes later. Thanks, everybody's going the same way. Anyway, rushed up the high street, poor Vance being told to just get on with it, and then got there and no bus came, and then discovered that it was about 12 minutes past five. So anyway, waited for a bus for a while, nothing came, checked various apps, thoroughly confused, tried phoning the bus company, they didn't answer, so I thought, well, we'll go to the pub that the bus stop is right next to, Royal Oak, and the landlord looked up the times, and there's one in 20 minutes. I'm just trying not to fall asleep, I am so tired now, I think I'll be dozing on the bus. And then I've got to go back to left luggage, pick that up, and then get a train down to London, and then a tube, and then another train, and should get home by about 10 o'clock. It's still going to be a long day. Anyway, need to bear in mind how nice it was in Whitby and on the steam railway. Well, Audioboo, what a journey I have been on. It is 6:30 in the evening and I have just stepped off the Coastliner bus, the 840, from Pickering for Advance, and we are across the road from York Railway Station. The sun is blazingly hot. It's a gorgeous, wonderful evening. We've made it back. We have done this huge loop of Advance straight on, travelling up to Middlesbrough, down to Whitby, carrying on down to Pickering, and then back along the bottom with lunch at the Magpie. I think that was quite a feat. Gone Vance, we need to find the crossing, please. Good boy, straight on, find the crossing.
This feels too weird.
No. Come on, Vance, let's go. Vance tries to get on a bus. Come on, Handy. Come on, let's go. Straight on. On you go, Vance. Now, it's such a lovely evening. I rather fancy just enjoying York a little bit more. So, we have to go and use the facilities in the station. And the bag is... Vance, find the curb, please. The bag is fine in left luggage to 8 o'clock. We'll go and have an hour's wander. Forward, Vance, let's go. Go on, find left. Let's go. Good lad. Thank you. And I have to say, in the main, the Vance has worked fine, okay, you know. Find the crossing, Vance. Forward, Vance. A few iffy moments, but then I was having to sort of cajole him into dashing along, and he wasn't too keen on doing that at times, but he made it. I mean, I couldn't have done it without him, so. Did very well. We are back in York Station. Right, should we stand there then, Vance? Wait there for me. So thanks for listening and bye for now.